I'm having the pleasure of being joined by the Raiders' first-round draft choice, Amari Cooper. Congratulations, Amari.
Thank you.
Welcome to the club. You know, as a former Raider, I always like to ask the young Raiders, incoming Raiders, how does it feel to be representing the silver and black?
It feels great, man. I'm just ready to, you know, actually be a part of it, meet my teammates, go out and practice, and just be great.
Yeah. You know, you follow in a long line of great receivers. Freddie Biletnikoff, Tim Brown, Jerry Rice, all played in the silver and black. Talk a little bit of how that feels to just be a part of an organization that had players like that on the rosters.
It feels great, you know, to be following in those kind of footsteps, you know, for the organization to already have great receivers that have played, and I just want to be of that same cloth.
You know, when you look at where you came from, Nick Saban runs a very tight ship program, and the success you had at the University of Alabama all paved the way for you to be this very moment as a first-round pick. Who did you pattern your game after when you were coming up? Who did you watch on the TV and say, you know what, I think I can be a great receiver like him?
I watched a lot of guys, you know, Randy Moss, Terrell Owens, you know, Chad Johnson, a lot of different guys, but I never really said I wanted to be exactly like them. I just wanted to be great, like I saw that they were great.
I read a lot of stories about you. It seems to be a lot of people who were influential in your life and talked about how you came up. But who was the most supportive and influential person in your life?
My mom.
Why?
She just taught me the value of, you know, hard work, you know, having integrity. She's just a great person.
I got to say, man, as a former offensive lineman, I've never come across a receiver who's as calm and cool as you are and as mellow as you are. And you talk about some of your teammates and they say, you know, you're a really good guy and like you having around the locker room. What makes Amari Cooper that effective, efficient receiver, that go-getter that we see on the football field?
Just wanting to be the best and preparing that way also.
Well, there are a lot of people who are tuning in today, Amari, who want to get to know you with the Raider Nation. So I've got a few questions, if you don't mind, we asking that were sent in from our fans on Raiders.com. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, pretty easy. This one comes from Ramondo 408. What's your favorite route to run?
Any double route, but a post corner, a go route.
And I want you to explain to the fans, because they might not be as up on football. Okay. So you say a double route. What do you mean?
I mean, you're pretending that you're running one route, but you're really running another one. It's hard to explain.
Yeah, It's all right. You're doing great, man. You're doing great. Okay, this one comes for 34 Dodger. Have you thought about your first touchdown celebration? You ever thought it was going to be?
Yeah, I'm not going to celebrate.
No celebration?
Nah.
Not even going to jump in the black hole? You know, we do that up here now.
Nah.
Well, you got some time. It'll come to you. All right, we're going to go down to the JKL 1993. What do you think of being in an organization like what has great receivers like Tim Brown and Freddie Biletnikoff?
It feels great. It feels great to follow in those footsteps, and I want to be the same way.
All right. Let's see. I'm trying to read this name. It's Brian. You got these Twitter handles. It's hard to make out these things. What is that? Brian Nielsen, NRF. I'll go with that one. How excited are you to play your first NFL game in Oakland Coliseum?
Elated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really happy. I can't wait to see how it really is.
All right, that's easy enough. Last one. This comes from Mood on the Pitch. What aspect of pro football do you think will challenge you the most?
Just playing against, you know, great players every week. You know, sometimes in college you might have a great corner and a safety who isn't that great, but, you know, everybody is really good in the NFL.
Last one I have for you. You're going to be a part of an organization that has a tremendous following. We call them the Raider Nation. And I know you've been a very passionate football fans down in Alabama. It's a little different world out here on the West Coast. I want you to look in that camera right there, brother. Tell the Raider Nation what to expect from Amari Cooper.
Just a hard worker, a guy who's going to come and bring it every day. And that's pretty much it. That's all I got.
Well, you heard it right there from Raiders' first-round draft choice, Amari Cooper, the latest addition to the Silver and Black family.